It's Friday. It's 1 o'clock, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Miller Chill, a Chilada-style beer. Try one today. This segment of the show where you, the audience, decide the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become a big and famous superstar, or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start concentrating on Plan B?
Should I stay or should I go?
Time to do shots.
Yes, it is.
We're starting the party early, people.
This is the first round of drinking for the ninth year, as our birthday bash for year eight is tonight, with, of course, the best bands from the last year on stage competing for the title of Best of the Best. That's at the Grove of Anaheim tonight. And that is a Miller Chill. Is it not?
You're
handing me. Thank you.
Lean
nice
in.
Cold aluminum.
I can't lean that far. My beer gut won't let me.
I like these cans. Cold aluminum. All right. Heidi?
But they still call them bottles.
Oh.
Even though they're aluminum.
But they're shaped
they
like a
bottle. They call them aluminum bottles.
Oh. Good enough. They get cold fast.
Instead
that's
of
why
cans
I like.
With necks.
Can you open mine for me,
cans
too?
With necks isn't sound as advertising as an aluminum bottle.
So
this is where we do our shots. The band we're going to have on today goes by the name The Misguided, and I got the letter here that they sent in. But actually, they didn't send it in. It was one of their friends or some chickie who likes somebody in the band. Says, Frank, please play my friend's band, The Misguided, on Should I Stay or Should I Go? They are effing awesome and really nice guys, too. Emphasis on really.
Mm.
They're kind of rock and roll, but a bit harder and a lot more fun. Do it, do it. Thanks, XOXO, Veronica. And I guess we have Richard, the drummer from the band Misguided, on the phone with us. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. How's it going?
What's
Richard?
Up, man?
Good to have you guys on our show here.
Now, you know, Frank read that little thing there, but as you know, we don't choose them. Someone just reaches in the stack that we get every week and draws them out. So we have not heard you at all yet. We have no idea what you're about.
Oh, we like to think we're special. We thought we were handpicked by you guys.
That's right.
Well, no, it's a giant pile, and you guys didn't even turn in your CD for this submission. It was a girl named Veronica. Do you know her?
Yeah, vaguely. She's a friend of the band.
A friend of the band.
Preacher's daughter?
No, not quite a preacher's daughter, though.
Y'all had a piece of that? Yes, I can tell.
We know what friend of the band means.
Now, this is where we do shots. I can hear the band all in the same room. So you guys pour yourself a shot of something, okay?
Wow, yeah. Well,
you pouring the shots?
Oh, shots and
why
beer,
are you pussing out?
Well, I'm not pussing out, but we don't have what we normally drink.
I don't care. Pour whatever we got.
We drank all our whiskey.
Frank.
Yep. I did drink all the whiskey.
Yeah, well, we have something there. We'll pour.
So you guys are from Southern California, right?
Oh, yeah.
And how long you guys been together?
Since 96.
Since 96, doing your thing. Now, if you go to FrostyAddyAndFrank.com and you click on the Should I Stay or Should I Go section of the homepage, you can also click See the Band, and there's a picture of the Misguided and a link directly, I think, right to their MySpace account. So you can see more about the band if you like them or not. And that's what we do here. We find out if they like you or if they don't. So I've been handed my shot.
It's a fighting cock.
Oh, some little, kind of whiskey.
Nothing goes down like a little fighting
cock. Oh, it smells strong.
All right, so here's to you, boys.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Cheers. Happy Friday.
Oh, my God, that was good.
There was a chunk in mine.
A chunk?
I spit it out. There was a chunk.
It's probably cork.
There was a chunk in my fighting cock.
Like he'd ever spit cork out.
Oh, come on, Steve.
It's fighting cock whiskey.
The name of the whiskey's fighting cock.
And it's a picture of a rooster.
You fighting...
That is the name on the bottle, but there was a chunk in there, and
fighting
I had to
cock,
spit it out. Anyway.
Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Oh, that's good.
Well, somebody liked it because it's on the.
I think that's the
janitor.
Well, the janitor.
Yeah, someone tipped it in backwash, something from their mouth, like an uneaten food piece went back in there
God.
And it ended
and
up
you
on
know
my
what?
Shot glass.
This is funny.
Expiration date?
No. It's not even the cap that's supposed to go on it. It's like a Mountain Dew cap on a fighting cock bottle.
It is like a plastic. So
someone just killed us.
Well, throw that away because it's been tainted.
Ah. All right, enough about our sudden death. Back to you guys. Okay, Richard and the band are all right there hanging out together. What song would you like to debut for our audience?
We're going to play track 4 on our album. It's Hometown Zeros.
All right, now everybody give it a good listen. Krista has the phone lines shut off. There's no reason to call now. You haven't heard the song yet, so we'll open them up towards the end of the song. After you've heard a bit of it, give us a ring at this number and let us know what you like or don't like specifically. 888-520-9710.
Here they are, The Misguided. themselves the Misguided. Now, Richard and the rest of the band, how you guys doing now?
Doing
good hearing your stuff played on the radio, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all got goosebumps, got little Kevin Bacon's dancing around your stomach.
Bacon.
This is where you pass the ball around the room, guys. Find out what we thought about you inside the studio. It doesn't matter what we think, but we like to hear our own voices. So let's start out. You know, I haven't started out with Steve. And usually we do ourselves first. I haven't started out with Chris or Steve. So let's start out with Steve. Steve, what did you think of The Misguided?
You know, I think I was listening to a punk band from Britain from the late 70s, which is a good thing. The only thing is, you know, it's... They're really good, but it's kind of dated. There was nothing new about it. They did a great, you know, version of that type of song, and I bet you they're really fun live. So I'd say the only thing would be it sounds too much like an old song. You know what I mean? You could mistake it for something from that era, which I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing.
So what do you say?
I say stay.
All right. It's stay from Steve, and he hates everything. Hey, Krista, our phone screener, lovely, talented. She'll be out there tonight wearing her Halloween dresses.
Yeah, exactly. I got the best one tonight.
Yeah.
Got hot.
Are you looking hot tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
You're going for the sexy look, huh?
The sexy, hot, Halloween-y look, absolutely.
Are you doing the boobs tonight? You
the
getting
boobs?
Those out there?
Oh, yes.
Getting
everything
the
will be out
there?
There? Yes,
nice.
Everything.
Because Krista is smoking hot, especially when she cleans up. So come out to Anaheim, see her tonight. So, Krista, what do you think of The Misguided?
I love them. They reminded me a lot of the Sex Pistols. And I love them. And I agree it is dated, but I think that could be brought back. So I say definitely stay.
We love you, Krista.
All right. There's a two stay, zero go. Well, Baron started that.
No.
Two stays in-house. Now you two. You got the similar look on your face.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
you both look like you want to poop. Let's go with Frosty.
Oh, yay, me.
Because I just actually had to poop.
No. I just did.
I'm kidding.
Steve and Krista agree with it. Use the word dated. See, that's negative. You use the same meaning and say it's retro and it's positive. Yes, it's dated sounding, but retro is in. And Steve also mentioned it sounded like British punk. Guess what? When you're driving around on Europe, this is the sort of stuff you hear on the radio over there. So you have a good chance of being signed at least over there, I think, because that is actually a hip sound. East of the Big Pond. Over here, it's a fun song. For what it is, it's kind of a lightweight, fun song. It did sound a lot like a TV show theme song to me, and don't take that in a negative way. I just don't know if a record label is going to sign you up here in the States for that. I'm curious to hear that second song, and I want to see if that is your entire style, or if you can sound like something incredibly different from that and be a little bit more versatile. Based on that one alone, I'm not sure you get signed on that. But vocals are also sharp on the word stay a minute from the end. That one didn't win me over here, but it would if I were in Europe. Does that make any sense?
Sure it does.
All right. On the second song,
you
I'll
lost
let you
me
know.
At hello.
I'll say stay or go after the second song.
Heidi, what'd you think?
Not my type of music at all, but I think the musicianship was really, really good. I thought the harmony sucked. I mean, really bad suck. And it's not my style of music, but I've never been more curious to hear a second song before I say stay or go. But I think the musicians are awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. But Harmony E.
Got a couple emails coming in about The Misguided. They don't count as far as votes go, but Dina, listening online in Phoenix thinks, these guys are like every bad band out there rolled into one. P.U.
Well, Todd in Phoenix and people are all upset.
Got Heavy from Northridge checking in. I wish I had two more hands so that I can give them four thumbs down.
Oh.
Come on.
I vote stay. They sound like a Brit rock group. I think they sound better than most of the top stuff out right now. So, look, it's a mixed bag. We don't know what they're going to say, but we have people on the phone. We answer the phones as they come in. We'll start with Brad on the cell phone. Brad, what did you think of The Misguided?
Those guys are definitely badass. Very cool. Everyone complaining about they sound dated. I think they're just going back to their roots, and that's what punk rock's all about.
It lives!
Can you hear him, Richard?
Yeah!
All right.
Good.
So.
All right. Starting off good.
One stay, zero go.
David and Whittier, what do you say about The Misguided?
I say Frosty needs to get Heidi and go back to Europe, and they need to stay because they sound like Sid Vicious doing The Preacher's Daughter.
Oh, look at that.
Two stay, zero goes. Looking good so far.
Jennifer and Irvine, stay or go?
I say stay. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
You guys know Jennifer, by the way?
It's Veronica's friend. The two whores that come over to the band all the time.
Right, a.k.a. friends of the group.
Voting's looking good, and we do take these in the order they come in. We have no idea what the vote's going to be till we go hello, like hello, Brian. Stay or go?
I definitely say stay. They have a good mixture of, it kind of sounds like Clash, Sex Pistols, and then there's a couple bands now, Bouncing Souls and Swinging Udders.
Right. Yeah.
I love the name of it, Bouncing Souls. Is that one band, Bouncing Souls and Swinging Udders?
We love them.
Two bands.
Two bands? It should be one. Bouncing Souls and Swinging Udders. I mean, what the hell? All right, guys, it's four stays. So zero goes. It's looking really good for you. Possibly an 09 party band you're listening to right now. So this is your second chance to make a first impression, even though the first impression was pretty good. What song would you like to play now?
We're going to play track 8 on our CD, Anchors Up.
Kind of interesting. Your two big chances to make it are track 4 and 8. I mean, there's not 1 and 2 on the CD. All right, so we'll give it a shot.
Oh, blee, blee, blah,
I'm just saying,
blee,
if it's your two strongest songs, it should be 1 and 2. All right, forget the first song, whatever that means. Judge this one fairly in its own merits, and then call 888-520-9710.
Here they are one more time, The Misguided. That's right. Tonight, we're getting pissed. Oh, what a song, guys,
oh
to kick off our basically our day, our birthday bash tonight. Anchors Up. I loved
that
it.
That was,
I mean,
awesome.
I actually just chugged my beer to that song, because how could you not? If you have one in your hand, you had to chug it. After that song, I would definitely say stay. You guys are great. Stay.
Yeah,
it's a big stay. I felt like I was in just an Irish rock band right then, rock bar, and just going, yeah.
Awesome.
You guys won me over that one. I thought you should have started with that one. I liked that one a lot better than the other one.
Oh, yeah.
A fun, raucous Irish pub song is exactly what I thought. That right there is a huge, huge commercial.
I can hear that song being played. It's our 9th birthday band.
Anchors Up. We're sailing away.
Got some more emails coming in, even though they don't count for the voting. It says, I thought I was listening to an established band. I'd say Stay from Antonio. Here's another one. But here's one that says, Misguided is right. They suck. Posers. Ooh, Lisa didn't like you.
Hosers.
Good deal.
The sound has been so played. For example, Green Day, another group I can't think of, but potentially a market catchy stay, definitely punk. All right. We left off 4 stays. Zero goes. Seems like we all like you here in the studio. We left off, I think, with Evan in L.A. Evan, what did you think of The Misguided?
Well, first of all, Frank Army.
That's right, bitch.
Hey, Heidi, giggy-diggy.
Hey, baby.
You know what? They got that Dead Kennedy vibe. I think they're awesome. We're gonna let them stay, I think.
Yeah! All right.
888-520-9710. Mindy in Ontario, what do you say about The Misguided?
I must say that The Misguided kicks a lot of ass.
On that note, fellas, it's official.
Let me tell you that, Camacho, you rock.
Oh, nice.
Now, nice. This is strange.
Who's Camacho?
They're happy.
You guys should be happy because we've reached a pinnacle point of your music career. Since you've been together since 1996, and it's 2008 now, that's you officially have 6 stays to zero goes, which means that you have an automatic bid to play the 09 birthday bash for Frosty, Mountain, and Frank.
Wow.
I cannot wait to hear that song a year from now live at the birthday bash, whether it be at the Grove in Anaheim. Who knows where it'll be.
Whoever invites us.
And this also means starting next week, you get to host the morning show on Star 98.7. You're the new band.
That's great. It's strange because the last week, a 6-0, remember?
Yeah.
What was her name? I can't remember her name right now. If you got
Viva.
Viva.
No, Vaja. I called her Vaja.
Vaja
got a 6-0. We got these guys here, The Misguided, with a 6-0. We're starting out, the next round, because we base our years off September 25th.
The bar is very high.
We might have 50 bands next year.
This is a new year. Yeah, we might have like a festival.
A weekend
festival?
That'd be awesome.
That would be great. Thank you, guys. I'm going to give you guys a pair of tickets for Saturday to the Loose Goose Wine Festival in Valencia, October 4th and 5th. We'll be there on the 4th, so come out and say hi, fellas. Check out the Belgian beer. They've got beer there as well. Thank you guys for being such great sports, and this has been another edition of
Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Well, we're partying now. We are drinking. We ain't stopping till 3 in the morning because it's on.
You're better pace.
Yeah.
I mean, the party didn't start till 8, and it's 1:25.
Officially, we got some time to go. Doors open at 8. We're way ahead of you, though. We'll be at the Grove at Anaheim tonight for our 8th anniversary bash. If you need directions and more specific info.
Oh, God, Frosty. Already?
Well, that strong whiskey went through my nose.
And your blood pressure medication.
Right. Go to our website, frostyheidingandfrank.com. That whiskey that I spit out because there was a chunk in it. It went through my nose, and it burns like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It went right in my nostrils.
I'm not a big fan of the fighting cock.
I threw it away. I threw it out. It's
I don't know
disgusting.
If it's, I don't know if it's that, or like Frank said last week, it's the backwash. That some maybe
I don't know.
Swigging out of
yeah,
it
I had
something.
A janitor, something that washed from his cheek or tooth cavity in my mouth.
But once again, congratulations to The Misguided for getting 6 stays, zero goes. And every band tonight at the birthday bash did the same thing. Bands Bourbon County, Dogface Gods, Poor Habit, and Roulette, and 27 Miles are all going to be playing tonight, and all of them got 6 days, zero go. So it's going to be great entertainment, great party. Come out and celebrate with us because, you know, it could be the last one. Who knows?
You never know.
Who knows?
Maybe, well, we'll see.
And who knows? I mean, Frank Army checking in at frankarmy.com saying they love Misguided. Maybe I'll have a secret Frank Army event for the members.
Yeah.
For the soldiers.
At your house.
At my house with The Misguided playing. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's cool.
So you definitely want to go to frankarmy.com and sign up for that.
Hey, that last song, which is a really good part. And again, the first one didn't win me over, but the second one sure did. We should use that as one of our theme songs. I mean, it's
that drinking song?
I was feeling that way, too.
It's there.
Can we bring the CD tonight? We'll just play it at some point during the night. No.
Or next year, wherever that party is.
Well, they're going to play next year, I think.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
They're in. They're in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, if they don't play,
even
like
if
I said.
It's your house.
It's going to be my house, people. The O9 party is my house, backyard.
So we'll see you tonight at the Grove of Anaheim. Please show up and say hi.
All right, quick question. They ask men, what body part makes you most self-conscious in bed?
Oh, interesting.
I'm not going to give you the body part. Just guess one.
Well, it's the belly. Yeah.
Who's the belly?
Who's Sabelli?
Who's Sabelli?
It's Sabelli.
Mamma mia, Sabelli, make yourself a conscious son.
Trying to turn Heidi on? Come on.
Mm.
Belly.
Belly from Frosty.
Mantis.
Ooh, the boobies.
Manatees, those fish things?
Yes, they're horribly self-conscious.
You know, it's funny, boobies didn't make the list.
Hmm.
Take that, gynomasticated.
But Frosty, mm-hmm. I guess, from own personal experience, the belly.
Yeah.
Number one answer for what body part makes the guy most self-conscious in the bedroom, 59%.
See. Ooh, look at that.
Said the belly. And, see, the second highest was the penis.
Ah.
Being too small.
Well,
20%.
It's probably not that small, you just can't see it because of the belly. You lose the belly, it's like, oh, there it is. Yeah, it looks bigger
now.
You
lose the belly, you're not self-conscious about your penis.
Right. Exactly.
So almost 6 out of 10 guys worried about your belly.
So here's the thing. Do this tonight, guys. When you got your girls around, maybe you're like pre-partying before you come out to the Grove. Ask that question. What percentage, or what guy, or what body part makes you most self-conscious mm-hmm. in bed? They ask men. And see what the ladies in the room say. Because if your girl says penis, she just threw you under the bus.
Oh, tricky.
If your girl says belly, it's not so bad. Oh, yeah, every guy has a little belly. Come on. Right. And women don't mind that.
No.
But we're self-conscious about that because we don't have the six-pack.
Right.
But throw that question out there when you're around, like, your buddies and their wives, and you'll find out who has the small penis by whose wife says penis. Well, it's a fun game for all.
Yeah. Well, you know Farty wouldn't say that, because
she said belly.
Doesn't she call you fats, meaning your penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she said belly. I posed this question to her and her friends. Two said belly, one said penis.
Yeah. I think I know who said penis.
Is there more than one and two? Like, is number three on the list, butt?
Oh, number, butox. Let's see, the number three answer was the butt. My God, you know a man's body better than anybody I know.
The reason is, believe it or not, I am a man. I just play a woman on this show.
So what's wrong with the butt?
Well, I have a belly and a butt, and I'm self-conscious of both.
What's wrong with your butt?
Well, it's big and fat. And
well,
why?
How do you can't even see it,
so
can you?
Would you say it's soft?
Well, squishy. Yeah, it's very, very, it's squishy. Very, very squishy. It's like a giant marshmallow with a crack in the middle.
9% said butt.
You know what I love on a guy? Well, I love forearms, and I love the veins in the forearms. I do. And yeah, when you get yours throbbing, I do like that. Well, when you and I used to work out together, remember in the old days when we used to hang out and we liked each other? Yeah, back in the day, we do little boxing and stuff. You always had your veins.
And when Frank's veins pop, you can see the needle marks really good.
Yeah, I love that. That's sexy. But I love on a guy that little concave area on the side of the ass cheek that women don't typically get.
I don't have that.
That side, that indention in the side of the butt cheek.
Yeah, I just puff out.
Sexy
I don't have that.
Hell. I don't
you
know.
Find that
dimples? Not dimples, but that, you know, when you...
Where you can eat, like, soup out of it.
Yeah, on the cheek there.
Cheek, butt.
Yeah, girls don't usually get that.
So since you say you find that sexy to a man, if a man doesn't have it, you don't find it
but
that sexy.
A girl
sexy.
Has that. Oh,
well,
yeah.
There is a girl who has that.
Who has that?
Well...
You
tell
you?
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Her butt picture, yeah.
When
I guess she does, yeah.
When she does the...
She flexes her butt cheek. She'd have one.
Mm, she got a boy butt, kind of.
What soup are you eating there, minestrone?
I know, it's next week.
The fourth body part that men are most self-conscious of in bed, both coming in at 6%, there's two tied, were the back, too hairy.
Hairy back. Yeah.
And the armpits, too stinky.
Oh.
Body odor.
Well, that you can do something about. You can't really get rid of the butt fat in the gut overnight, but you can spray your pits.
But if you're in for a long night of, you know, sex, and you start sweating,
but
you
have
start
you ever, have you ever been like, hang on, like, you know, giving yourself that, God damn, I reek. Hang on.
I don't stink.
No, you really don't.
If only it were a French woman, she would like it.
She would bury your face in it. Well, you used to have that problem, Frank, but you got it taken care of, the hairy back. I mean, you were hairy.
I was, yeah, a little bit hairy, and then I got taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of late range.
If the woman, let's say the woman points out, even in a play, let's say she's into you, she loves you, she likes you, she's having sex with you, so she likes you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact you're between the sheets with her proves she likes you, but if she starts grabbing the belly or grabbing your big fat ass or playing with your back
pulling
hair.
Pulling
you
in?
Yeah, isn't that
you kind of grabbing your ass and pulling you in?
Well, if I have a big, I do have a big, fat, blubbery, soft ass. I know if she's touching it, she's probably thinking, oh, God, what is this? It's not like I'm going to be complimented by that. I would say, don't do that. I don't want, no, it's embarrassing.
See, I
know what you're feeling.
It's like she's having a beanbag chair.
Right. I know you're trying to act like it's okay, and I know it's not okay. So please, don't do that.
I would think your butt, though, Frosty, would be kind of firm because you're carrying so much weight around that your top half's heavy, so you think your butt would be working overtime.
No, I've got really good
Calves.
Calves. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, I weightlift every day just by walking this weight around. So they're really good. If they're like Olympic calves.
If you were with a woman, let's say you're with a woman tonight, you decided she's hot, she wants me, I'm going to go for it. And you went to a hotel room. You leave your T-shirt on? Or whatever you're wearing tonight, I'm guessing, is a T-shirt?
Probably, yeah, because this is a really disgusting belly.
And okay. I know that's stupid. There are a lot of guys who do that, though. I've had sex with people who left their T-shirt on. It's no big deal. I mean, if it's every single time we're together, I can't put my hands on you, a little odd. But I've done the quickie where the T-shirt and socks are still on.
But that's a quickie.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. When you're getting romantic, the guy leaves his T-shirt on?
Yeah. No, usually just, you know, got my pants off and, you know, you're going to leave your T-shirt
on. If a guy leaves his shirt on, don't stick your hand under the shirt and feel the stomach, because that defeats the purpose. If the guy left his shirt, if I leave my shirt on, that means I'm embarrassing about my belly, and I don't want you touching it or seeing it.
I understand that, because I was the small-boobed girl. So every time I had sex, I left my bra on, because it had an underwire and padding and a demi-cup and pushed together something that I didn't even have. So it would be like, you're going for it, and I'd say, no, I'm going to leave that on. No, come on. No, I'm leaving it on. You know, so I was that girl who was, you know, riding rodeo, but I always had my upper half covered because I was so insecure about it.
We
so
all
I
have our area.
That was a good thing for you to do.
What?
Leave your bra on.
Oh, believe me, I know. They hideous. Well, not hideous.
The
but
bra and the head bag. Stick to it. Not anymore with the bra, though. Lose the bra.
Keep the bag.
Keep the head bag.
Keep the bag, yes. Bastard.
I'm just giving you tips.
Usually you get lovey
when
you're
friend.
Drunk.
I'm your
I know.
Friend.
I appreciate that.
I'm just trying to help, brah.
I'll try to pull it together tonight.
I'm not your friend.
I'm not promising anything.
Where's your area? We all have an area. Mine's put everything below the neck.
Your area of what?
Of shame and embarrassment.
Mm.
Where you probably don't, you know, okay, you and Heidi are having sex. You're probably both going to keep one area.
Oh, boy.
I really don't have anything.
You don't have an area?
Not too much.
Oh, come on.
No, not too much.
Head.
A flab on the side,
well, besides
maybe?
Besides my head.
You don't try to, you don't just throw a pillow over your face?
I've done that, sure.
Just to subtly cover your face?
Well, yeah, if I don't have any makeup on, like right now.
And you're just like you're suffocating yourself, like you're into that kind of play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I'll reach back and grab the headboard so that my arms are covering my face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you arch your back and look. So
yeah,
all we see is just the bottom of your chin.
I do that, yes. My neck is very sexy. Gets a big workout always going like that, hiding myself. But I'm okay with everything.
That's good.
I mean, I'm not that girl who's going to get naked at a gym and walk around and get ready and everybody for the world to see. I'm not that. But if I'm sleeping with you, I don't care. I walk around the house naked, down the kitchen naked. Doesn't matter to me.
I just saw an area.
I don't think I have
my
area.
Anywhere, Frank, are you that muscular and physically fit?
No, I just don't care.
Well, that's different than
okay,
we
no,
care,
you don't care if you're with Farty, but if you were with a new girl, what would be the first thing you'd do if you were out there on the market and single and looking?
What I do? What do you mean? Would I cover?
Would you trim down? It's like, you know you're hairy, but Farty likes that, or she doesn't and you don't care. But if you were going to be with a new girl, what would you be insecure about for the first time?
Nothing. Not at all.
Hairy ass crack?
Well, I'm with a new girl. Where's she going to my hairy ass crack? Oh, come on.
Oh, what Heidi's doing with her fingers in
you
the air.
You do that with first dates?
Well, it depends on how the date goes. Depends on if he used a gift certificate or not.
Depends on how badly she wants on the air. Please, Mr. Boss, I'll do anything.
I'll unravel it.
Frank, what about the... I can't. There's a monitor.
You see me naked? What don't you like for us?
Well, there's a monitor in the way. I can't see your stomach. But you don't have a six-pack, you said.
No, I don't.
So
no.
Wouldn't, if you were
I'm built like every guy.
Yeah.
I'm like the everyman.
Well, if you were back on the market, ready to put yourself out there and impress the ladies, wouldn't you probably work on, you know, do some sit-ups and work on getting your six-pack back? And because if she reaches up there and feels a little bit of belly roll, isn't that a little bit on the, ooh, I wish she wouldn't do that? I mean, you could eliminate that. Isn't that what you would work on?
Oh, I admit I could probably look a little better. There was times in my life, I guess I did, when I was working on it, back when me and Heidi got together. She could actually look up and look me directly in the eyes instead of into my lower abdomen.
Right. I know what you would do. I bet right now, as we speak.
Go ahead. Pick it out.
You're not trimmed. Are you?
No, I am.
No.
I'm shea. I'm undercarriage.
Okay, the undercarriage is smooth?
Yeah.
Smooth? How freshly smooth?
Well, you know, like Joe Rogan smooth.
Joe Rogan.
I'm not sure what that means.
You never see Joe Rogan without like a 5 o'clock shadow.
I gotcha. Okay. All right.
I probably could.
Yeah, if you were going out tonight.
I'm going out tonight.
And you were looking.
I think I should shave my face tonight for the party.
Yeah, you're looking kind of.
Should I shave the sides or just leave it all scruff?
You're looking kind of woolly there. Like a homeless guy.
I should shave the undercarriage and leave the face like it is.
Mm. Your face is too unkempt. It looks like you just don't give a damn.
Frosty likes you freshly.
Well, look at that. Throw you another French kiss like I did on the fifth birthday party?
Yeah, I don't want to touch
that. Yeah, you guys are due every 3 years.
See, Frank is in transition between... it looks like you're either trying
scumbag
to go...
and homeless?
Yeah, you're not at either one yet. You're like, oh, either do it or don't. It's all untidy.
I think you should just wear a mustache tonight. I think that'd be hilarious.
Just the mustache?
That'd be hilarious. Why not?
How about this?
Aviator sunglasses?
Yeah, go as CHP.
OP cord shorts?
How about every time we come out, we'll be on stage several times, you've shaved a little bit more. By the end, you're clean shaven.
Oh, that's interesting.
Although I did that at a party
once. Might be too busy to do that.
At a party, just freak people out?
Yeah.
Something different about him.
It was an ecstasy party.
You walked in with full beard.
I walked in with a full beard, and I shaved a little bit off every hour. Mm-hmm. See if people would notice.
And nothing.
No. They were like, what the hell?
What's different about you? I want to touch you.
They're like, what is in this ecstasy? I swear to God, you had a full beard an hour ago.
Now
you just have lamb chops and a mustache and a flavor saver.
That's what I'd do. I think I'd go with the long mustache, though.
The Fu Man?
Is that what the Fu Manchu. That's what I might do.
We'll see.
I think I'll just go and I'll have a beauty pencil and I'll have a mole that moves around as the evening progresses.
Oh, you should do that. Yes, your Cindy Crawford mole.
That. Tonight it'll start on my right cheek.
And I'll probably just change clothes a couple times.
Tonight at the Grove of Anaheim, doors open at 8 o'clock, biggest party of the year. Be there if you can. You need directions, go to our website, FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. We'll be right back. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Danny Bonaducci, top of the hour. It's 15 minutes. And, of course, Tom Likas will take over at 3 Pacific time and drive you home. Stick around for Professor Tom right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Meantime, you got us, Frosty, Heidi, Frank, and Jimmy. Can't get him. Sorry.
No, it's not Jimmy. All right.
Mike, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, Mike?
I'm Woody Askan.
Hey, I just got off work, and I heard you guys talking about the insecure body part. And I definitely got to go with my gut. My gut's, I'm a pretty big guy. I'm like 6'7". And I'm about, 290, but I got a little bit of gut. I got some boobs up there. And,
do you keep your shirt on, Mike, when you make love to a woman?
If she's on top, I go ahead and take it off, and then I kind of look a little...
Yeah.
Little buff when I'm laying down.
Pancakes you.
Yeah.
But see, Mike has a flabby gut, an abdomen, right?
Yeah.
And if you remember the movie Sideways, there's a scene where the naked guy is running out to get Paul Giamatti's in the car, and then the camera shot through the window.
Yeah, he's
and
you chasing
see,
after.
And you see the guy's naked, and it's frontal nudity scene, and the guy's jiggling from the waist down. It's a really frightening sight. I have that, too.
That's you, exactly your body?
It's terrible.
Wiener, too? Everything is exactly your body?
Yeah, but the worst, I think the ugliest a man can look is if you have a big, fat, flabby abdomen that jiggles and has rolls and folds. So you can leave your shirt on, but then if you're having sex, you probably have your pants off, obviously.
Yeah.
And the abdomen is worse than anything. It's really embarrassing.
Well, I've kind of used it to my advantage now, because now, like, my pickup line, I just go up to girls and say, can I put the belly on your back? And they're just like, all for it.
Wow.
Hey.
Holy Jesus, right to the point.
You figured it out. Nicole Kidman had a kid last year, and she never really had that baby bump. Remember that? She was, like, the tall, never really had the baby bump at all.
Yeah, when you're
so
tall.
So she wasn't self-conscious about her pregnant belly, because she's Nicole Kidman. But apparently, she said that swimming in Australian outback waterfalls may promote fertility and might have contributed to her unexpected pregnancy. I guess she's 41 years old, and she gave birth to daughter Sunday Rose in July. She said that her and six other women who swam in the waters of a small outback town during production of this epic romance she's shooting called Australia, they all fell pregnant. So she's saying that there is something up there in the Kununurra water. Well, yes, there is. Locals call it the Aboriginal Jerk Spring. That's where they pet the platypus.
Oh, yeah.
And, Nicole, those weren't baby jellyfish.
Oh, gross. And that's not Keith Urban's baby. That's disgusting. No. But I'm going there really soon.
Really? You want to get pregnant?
I don't know.
In the Aboriginal fertility pool?
Well, that sounded kind of interesting, doesn't it? Jellyfish swimming.
You really want to get pregnant?
Oh, no, not anytime soon, no.
Oh, you just said, I'm going to go there and swim in it. Why would that come to mind? Okay. You want to go swim in a pregnant pool.
Because you're a contradiction, Heidi. That's what you are.
What did you call me?
A contradiction.
My God.
You say you want it, then you say you don't.
I'm not going to get pregnant because I'm not, you know, doing anything to really get pregnant.
Oh, she wants to be pregnant. She just wants to have sex with a man.
No, I would. Why not?
Well, you would what? Have sex with a man?
Well, not the easiest way to get it done. The freshest. Fresh is better. I've always heard that.
If you're with someone, wouldn't that kind of be cheating on her? I mean, you should use the appliance and therein the beaker method.
Therein lies the problem.
Right. Well, we'll work on that.
It does make it tough.
Moose. What's up, Moose?
What it do?
Moose?
Got a joke for you, man.
Okay.
What's that?
Okay.
Well, I'm having a little session. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, Moose?
Obama keeps preaching about change. Does anyone know what change means?
No, what's change mean, Moose?
Elected.
Moose, that was on the air. The punchline was edited. That's the last call we take from a Moose.
Oh, Lord.
Caribou, you're on.
Did
you hear that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I got that there. Hey, Hot Rod Jimmy.
Hey, Hot Rod.
Hey, just wanted to say happy birthday to you guys. Been listening since probably 2000 there.
Wow, the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember like your first day, but I remember there somewhere around November or so in 2000.
8 years. Wow.
But, earlier those people were confused about the time going down to the Grove there. My nephew is involved in doing movies, and he has a what do you call it? He did
camera.
Pardon me.
A father who can't finish a sentence.
Oh, anyway, no. So anyway, he was producing and directing this movie, and he got his friend is Mike Giacchino, who's known for doing movie scores. So they were going to go down there and get this big production going to do this whole score.
We're
gonna
be talking
to
Moose.
Anyway, so he gets there about 2:45, and they go, "Where you been?" He goes, "Well, he told me what time we were going to have the production was 10:00 to 3:00. He goes, "Yeah, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. He says, "Oh, I thought you meant that you were going to get here at 10:00 to 3:00.
Yeah, it was worth it.
But he missed the whole thing.
Yeah, Jimmy, that was really...
Okay, well, hopefully...
You know, that was a great way to close the week. That right there just sums it up. Thanks, Jimmy. I feel like that call was 8 years long.
I miss Moose. How bad is that?
Here we are in our 11th year after that call. The party's
Frank,
tonight.
Frank, wake up. We got to go to the party.
The Grove of Anaheim. Doors open at 8. Be that. Apologies next. And thanks for 8 wonderful years.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
In case you never hear from us again.
And haven't checked it out yet, frankarmy.com.
Whore.
I am a whore. Or claim not to be one.
Well, that is true, I guess.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, man, this is Tommy Chong. And over the years, I've had my fair share of Acapulco Gold and Panama Red and the Purple Kush. But I gotta tell you, there's not enough weed in the world that can make me stomach that Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. So for harshing my mellow and making me look back at prison wistfully, these three buzz killers will now apologize.
We apologize to Publishers Clearinghouse, the caller Lauren, and bipolar.
Muslims, Orthodox Jews, and Mary and our Irish friend.
Baby Sasquatch and everyone who showed up at the Grove at 8 a.m.
Jim Neighbors and Jessica Hahn.
Bears, orthopedic surgeons, and teachers.
Young Meat, Chris Hansen, second grade... And my second grade girlfriend, Julie.
Jane Goodall and traveling evangelists.
Pitbull, schizophrenics, and the chief of police.
Satan, Jessica Simpson, Bobby Denton, and Joe Rogan.
Japanese, World War II veterans, French women, and Moose.
Lesbians, men with veiny forearms, and Frank's pubic hair.
Nicole Kidman, platypi, and aboriginal jerk pools. You really have to listen to the whole show.